This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zach LaVine. Okay, but no. Why is he not Sami Zayn? You think Sami's better than Zach?
I do think Sami's a little better than Zach. Maybe that's the comp. I'm leaning on another one, but I don't think it.
Once again, make the case, guys. Sucker. Once again, he's a 2-time All Star and he has a gold medal.
All right.
Sami Zayn, what does Sami?
All right.
Intercontinental champ. Why don't he be Gunther? Right.
He did.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me go a notch above. Sami.
Okay.
This doesn't work. Okay.
Oh, I got an old school one.
I want to be clear. I think he might be a top 3 in-ring performer of all time. But is Zach LaVine Daniel Bryan?
No.
No.
Daniel's too good.
Too
he's too good. Okay.
Too high.
He's too good.
I got one for you. Oh, shout out to Spectre because I was going to say it. Oh, Zach LaVine,
no.
Mr. Perfect.
Hey.
Okay.
I kind of like it.
I like it.
Well, mainly because I chose it.
But you're not going to headline WrestleMania.
Right.
You're a solid role player.
You're an asset to the company. Like, the company is part of the reason why they're strong is because of you. You're not the reason, and you're probably not a top 4 reason.
Deuce got a good one.
Uh-oh.
Deuce got a good one.
Go ahead.
Deuce got a good one. Hey.
Well, no, wait a minute. No, you know who. Come on. You know who that is.
Wait, who?
Well,
Deuce says Damian Priest.
I say no. You know who that is? It's Keegan Murray.
Hey.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking.
They you want got, him to be this you guy. Got, he's just not that guy.
You got the right name.
Hey, I'll be turning Deuce, the TV off when Damian Priest is on my
the
TV.
The wrong player. Keegan Murray is Damian Priest. That's a good one right there.
Stop telling me he's a champion.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. Keegan Murray is Damian Priest.
I liked you guys have kind of talked me into Sami. I like Mr. Perfect. Daniel Bryan, a little too high.
So, you know,
Daniel Bryan
is too high.
Probably the Sabonis? Daniel Bryan?
Nah, Daniel doesn't belong in this. He's too good. He's too good. Yeah, he's too good.
He doesn't play for the Thunder.
He doesn't play for the Kings. Yeah.
He plays for the Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. You know, I know you guys don't like this. The Billy Gunn. It's not that bad.
For Zach?
Yeah.
No.
High hopes, like was a solid performer, never a main eventer, like got buried by The Rock.
We're like, just isolating his time in Sacramento. Are you the Shockmaster?
No. He's no.
way Jesse clipped this.
I think Zach Levine.
Hate us.
I think Zach Levine, we should just refer to him as Mr. Ass now.
That's
you can't do that. Don't listen to Dr.
Get the
Taylor.
Music. We'll get the theme music. Zach Levine scores. Why not?
You can't do that. The man has won a gold medal. 2-time All-Star.
This is what happens when you lose to the Wizards. This isn't our fault. This is your fault. We got Stanley on the line. He might drop a wrestler. He's got a good one. Usually drop. Okay.
Stanley does?
He'll drop one in sometimes.
And he's going to fire us at some point. Yeah. What's up, Stanley?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. It's almost April the 15th, tax day, and I heard that Kenny and I heard that all of you all collectively have been cheating on your taxes. And you know what that means. IRS, Erin R. Shyster, is going to bust up all of wrestling. That's the lowdown. And he should bust up the Kings for losing to the no hapless Washington Wizards or whatever you want to call them. I don't know what they are.
But that's what they are.
I mean, that's something that I mean, nobody that I'm glad I'm not a season ticket holder, because I would, and you know, if they would have, I heard you all say this morning, if it had been at Golden One, and they had put on a performance like that, man, they would have had to call in for lease protection, man.
I'm with you, Stanley. They need to know who should have been on that roster last night. Tell them who should have been on that roster.
And I'm not even going to go there. Because,
no, because they need that type of guy. Come on, tell them, Stanley.
Man, they need some. First of all, they need Bobby Huggins as coach. Doug Christie is too nice. He's too nice.
That's a good call.
You know what? I mean, y'all can laugh. I mean, look, and as bad as I do think that Rick Pitino is I don't even want to talk about how despicable he is. But if you want to win, that's the kind of coach you need. That's the kind of coach Sacramento needs. They need someone like Bobby Huggins. Okay. They need someone like Nick Van Exel, and they need someone like Danny Fortson as assistant.
I figured this out, Stanley. All these years, I didn't realize. You're a Cincinnati fan.
No. I'm just saying that I'm taking the kind of coach that you need, the kind of guidance that you need to win around here. Because, I'm sorry, there is an app. And you know what? Mike Brown, you shouldn't have never got rid of him. Look, you can say what you want. And I know people regress, but okay, you fire him. Who are you gonna bring in now? Don't tell me Ghostbusters. But I mean, this team right now, they are in a helpless spin. It's like a spinning mode on a dryer. You don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, they feel like the Cowboys.
Okay. Will you do that? Stanley was having a good time.
I'm going to do that when I cut him off.
Stanley was having a good time.
Cowboys got their quarterback of the future, though. They got that quarterback of the future.
Yeah, shout out Joe Millen. Shout out IRS, too.
Do you think Stanley forgot my name?
Yeah, he doesn't know who you are.
I don't think he does.
That's not true. He says the same every time.
I think he forgot.
No.
He even had an inside reference to your past.
He did.
Well, remember the one time we were like, oh, yeah, he calls in. He's like, yeah, Kenny Caraway, you're talking about Trey Young. He's like, no, that was D'Lo. Well, whoever that was.
Yeah. I don't even know that Stanley knows for sure that I'm here. That's all right.
Make sure you guys do your taxes.
Our most people forget who I am when I'm around Kenny.
Not true.
But Erwin R. Shyster of the Kings?
That was a good call from Stanley right there. That was a good call. IRS.
Keon. IRS.
Keon?
No.
No, Keon's got to be someone like likable.
Yeah. Somebody had a good one in there.
It's
for
Markelle Fultz. It's a curtain jerker. Like there's nobody. It's nothing.
Somebody had a good one in here. This was spot on. Oh, it was Jacob. He said Malik Monk is Jey Uso.
There you go. Yeah, that works.
You know, yeah,
that's a good one.
I mean, he needs to start. I don't necessarily believe it. I think he's better as a six man.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a good call.
This hey, Keon is LA Knight.
Oh, whoa. That's a little disrespectful.
No, it's not, because you guys don't like LA Knight, but the people love LA Knight, and the people love Keon Ellis.
Mm, I see you working.
Well, but that's insinuating that we don't like Keon Ellis. Like Keon.
No, you guys are going to have to like just work with me on that one.
Well, don't.
I'm more right. I'm right.
Defame our our names for Keon.
You guys are just some haters on that guy.
We like Keon. Oh, Aldo, that's a good one. Keon is the 1-2-3 kid.
See, there you go. There you go. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, my fault. Maybe they're not fans of LA Knight. So Monk, don't do Keon like that, Jesse. My fault, Warren.
Monk and Jey Uso was flawless.
Yeah, that was a great one.
That's flawless.
That was a great one.
I actually think Damian Priest and Keegan Murray is flawless, too. I know that wasn't Deuce's intention, but that's a good one right there.
A little too real there, Deuce. A little too real.
Man.
Did we ever figure out who Sabonis was?
I thought we settled on one earlier.
I think it's Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Owens does work. Yeah. I mean, a solid player, never going to get you.
Not going to leave my company.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you need him on the roster.
You do.
Fill out exactly. The roster. Yeah.
But you need a Roman Reigns.
We have no Roman.
We have no Roman Reigns.
We have no.
I need a play through
We have
Kevin.
No Punk.
No.
We have no Seth.
No. That's
you don't
crazy.
Have any of that.
Seth might not even be like a number one.
Was De'Aaron Seth? Did we have a Seth and a Kevin Owens here? And no Punk and Roman?
That sounds right.
No Cody?
That sounds right. That sounds right, because if you squint hard enough, Seth can lead this company.
Yeah, but when Seth, yeah, not. But no, no,
Seth can
no, no,
lead
no,
if you have
no.
the right people around
yeah,
him.
Yeah, Seth led with Hunter. Mm. When it was the authority, he was their guy. Mm-hmm. He didn't lead by himself. Right. He didn't right. like Cody is standing alone.
Right.
Roman, you know, I know he had Paul, but he like it was he stood alone. It wasn't him and Vince. It wasn't him and Hunter. It was Roman. Mm-hmm. It's Cody. Seth was a part of the authority story.
Come on, Leon. Sabonis
no,
is fake.
No, stop it.
Hey, is Vlade Divac?
Well, wait a minute. Jacob Z might have one. Jacob Z might have one. He asked if Sabonis is Lex Luger. And remember, they wanted Lex Luger. No, hear me out.
No, that's a good
They
one.
Wanted Lex Luger to be the guy so bad. They put him on a bus. They draped him in American flags. They had him body slam Yokozuna on the USS Intrepid on the 4th of July. And he couldn't do it. He could not be the guy. The problem is, I can't believe I'm about to say this. We don't have a Bret Hart either.
Ooh.
Bret Hart Ooh. Came along,
yeah.
bailed Vince McMahon out. That's the thing.
Well,
Vince never loved Bret Hart.
Wait a minute.
He
is DeMar Bret Hart.
No.
Older in the game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Aim no. Feels like he should be getting the respect.
DeMar is Bret Hart in WCW.
Yeah. Hey, is Lottie Divock the Undertaker? He kind of buried him alive a few times, but he's still here.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Is Vivek Kevin Nash?
Hey, Vivek might be Vince Russo.
Oh, God damn it. Well, it's a coaching job on a pole match.
Hey, David Arquette, my champion.
Yeah.
Coaching job on a pole.
Oh, man.
This took a little bit of this thing off, but it won't last.
Because now we got to go to commercial break, yeah. And we're going to come back. And at some point, Matt George is going to join us, and I have a feeling he's going to be
just
gonna pissed
sit back.
Off.
We just going to sit back.
Stephen with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Hey, who am I?
Over I don't know. We've never
this one. I'm over myself up, but who am I? My Razor Ramon Scott Hall.
You're like a halfway heel, halfway good guy who will disrespect you if you need it, like deserve it.
Randy Orton.
You might be Randy.
Yeah, that's a,
yeah.
That's
you
a,
might
that's
be
a
Randy.
Good one.
Yeah, that might be wrong.
You never know when I'm just gonna.
Yeah, Kenny might like be cool with you. He's gonna punch you in the head. Like Nick V might get put in the head, or whoever the guy was earlier just might get an RKO out of nowhere. You never know.
Our friend says you're HBK. Wow.
That's my boy.
Huh.
Our friend and HBK. Greatest. That was my boy.
Means you're the greatest.
Who the hell is that going?
Who? Oh, he's the one-legged wrestler.
All right.
Hey. He was the one. It's a shoot.
No, not you. Hey. To the person who sent us that.
Who's Jesse?
Oh,
who's Jesse in all of this?
Let me see, man. I gotta think about it.
I was thinking, is Deuce Seth Rollins?
That's a good one.
Or is Jesse Seth Rollins?
I mean, it'd be Seth. Like, I run with the corporation and stuff like that.
Seth is a little too loud and flamboyant to be Jesse.
So that I think that works true. For. I mean, Deuce really is the Miz.
He is the Miz. Really is the Miz.
Yeah, like that works. Deuce is the Miz.
That's spot on. I gotta That's not. I don't. No. I mean, he's good, but no. They said Jesse's Dom.
No, he's not Dom. He's not Dom. I don't know who Jesse would be.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to think about that one. I got to think about that one. That's a good one.
Oh, my. Damn.
No, it's not that I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's just, this is an important one. I don't know.
Okay, then. I guess we'll move along.
Hey, no, Well...
I'm trying to think here. That's a good one. I don't know. I mean, there is a little Triple H.
Okay,
what if we separate the off the ring stuff from the on the ring stuff? Like, Dame's a legend out here.
True.
I don't want to say this person's name, but a Hulkster? I don't know. Like, you were red and yellow before, now you're in the Hollywood era right now. I'm saying separate the off the ring stuff. Well,
our friend says I'm CM Punk.
Maybe, yeah, that's it.
No,
thank you.
That is exactly.
Thank you for that one. It's called Dame
No, there's Hogan. More to it. Damien is CM Punk. Great talent, but famous for burning bridges.
No, yeah, you're punk.
No.
He just saved me with that one.
Did I really burn a bridge? Just one of them.
Yeah, just one.
I don't think you were ever wrong. Like, I don't think CM Punk's ever been wrong.
I think CM Punk has always believed exactly what he said.
Yeah.
CM Punk went back, rebuilt that bridge and went back. Oh, I see what he's doing. He's trying to. I see what he's doing.
You in trips? You in trips? Ever,
well, ever well, like... well. Where's that text coming from, man? It's gonna be the Carmichael Dave show with D-Lo. Yeah, I like. I'll do CM Punk. A bit of a hothead attitude problem every once in a while.
Somebody said it earlier. I'll do that one. I don't want to take this. They said it, so I didn't come up with this. They said Grant is Hulk Hogan.
Well,
no, because Hulk Hogan was good.
Well, there's that.
Not gonna sell me on calling someone a dandy for 20 years.
Well, yeah, no, he lost it. The things that as a consumer, as a listener, there were times like when Grant would get really mad at a caller, I did find that entertaining for a while.
He could be
after
dust.
A while, it was all right, bro. I guess maybe when I got older, like when I was like, hey man, call in there, don't be talking to me crazy like that. Like, who the hell are you?
He could be.
That's when I found it a certain way. But earlier on, I thought that was entertaining.
He could be gold dust. He was around for 20 years.
Dustin.
That's it.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not gonna do that. There was a time when I was entertained by his show, but like I said, as I got older.
I never enjoyed the way he did it. I never enjoyed the way he did that show.
I respected your listeners.
As I got older and understood the disrespect to the listeners and the kind of coded way he would talk about these players.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, yeah, I don't really.
Now, admittedly, I didn't understand that stuff when I was younger. I just knew, like, I don't enjoy this. Mm. But, you know, he was around for an eternity, and there's obviously still a lot of Kings fans that like him. So,
yeah.
Salute.
Yeah.
Salute. Well, I've got bad news. The Kings still lost last night. No matter, we could talk about this for 2.5 hours. We could talk about it for 10.5 hours. They still lost to the Washington Wizards last night.
More bad news. They play 6 more games.
4 of those games are against playoff teams, certified playoff teams. 1 of those games is against the team they're fighting for the last playoff spot. And the other one is the Hornets.
Let me ask you a question. Ask both of you guys a question. Is there anything realistically, and what I mean by that is, like, yeah, sure, if they just work with me, if they went to the Western Conference Finals, like, yeah, people would love them. That's not realistic, right? Mm-hmm. Is there anything realistically this team can do to make people look at them in a positive light?
For me personally, no. The book is written on this team. I know exactly who they are. Couldn't care less that they win the next 3, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's, I know, I feel like I know exactly who this team is.
I think there's a, yeah, I'm kind of with Jesse, but I also think there can be like an amendment to that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the Kings, what is it, 6 games left? Let's say, I honestly think a miracle is 3-3. Mm-hmm. Or not a miracle, but it, I mean, 3-3 I think would be a incredible finish for them. You get into the play-in with the 3-3 record, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. You win 2 playoff games, play-in games, excuse me, and you put up a fight, whether that means win games or not in the first round of the series. I think this fan base will respect that. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone will change their mind about this team, though. Mm. I don't think they get to the Oklahoma. Oh, they lose by 5 to Oklahoma City. Oh, they stole game 4 against the Thunder, and it was a 4-1 series. I don't think any Kings fan goes the day, all right, we got, okay, you see? We play like that. I don't think any Kings fan is doing that. It was like, okay, that's it. Okay. That's some good. That's some good fight. Doesn't change anything. You've shown us since October, whenever the season starts. You've shown us. We believe you. Yeah. Whatever happens moving forward, either great or damn it. But it is a. If they win some playing games, they get into the playoffs, they're the 8th seed. That is an isolated feeling over our overall feeling of this team. I don't think people's minds can be changed. And honestly, as crazy as it sounds, I think last night's game is going to have a long-lasting impact on that.
I think you're spot on with that. Two things. I think it would take 2 wins in that first round. And that's where reality stops for me. Like, that is the best they could do, in my opinion. And that doesn't mean they're gonna get that done, or it's probable, or anything. I'm just trying to think of, like, what's the highest that this group can achieve? 2 wins in the first round, right? That is what it would take for this team, this fan base, to feel differently about this team. I don't think they're going to get to that. And you said something that was, you said a word that was kind of spot on, is respect. This fan base, in a sports sense, doesn't respect the way this team goes about business. In the last, it started about, well, some maybe for earlier for others, but in the last 3 weeks or so, getting just slapped around numerous times, showing a lack of heart, a lack of cohesion, a lack of competitive spirit. Respect is the perfect word. They don't respect the way these guys go about business. If they, like, they lost a lot of games last year at the end of the season. But they were close games, they were fighting, they were down a man or something like that. There wasn't a lack of respect for the way that that group went about their business. They have that lack of respect with this group. And like you just mentioned, the stink of last night is going to be tough to get off.
This team doesn't represent anything about this city. Just the fight and all the hard-nosed stuff about just kind of going to work and all that. Like, this team just doesn't, they don't even take on the bare minimum. I think that plays a part of it. Like, the Kings fans don't ask for much. Like, I remember working 50-50 raffle over at the arena. It's like Tuesday against Detroit. Most of the arena is damn near filled. Like, all you got to do is play hard. That was before Beam Team and all that. This team doesn't give them the bare minimum.
Act like you care. Act like you want to continue playing basketball with each other, play for the city and all this other stuff, and they'll love you. And to be honest with you, they'll look past a lot of stuff.
How did it get so, like, how did we get here?
It's a culmination of things. It starts with not making any moves after Beam Team won. It continues with the Mike Brown extension, not making moves there, not can handle on that situation. Firing Mike Brown, trading De'Aaron Fox.
Should you have taken a risk on OG?
Yeah.
Or Pascal, or
Siakam,
one of those?
I think now in hindsight.
Siakam's the one?
Siakam's the one. I think Siakam might be better than Tyrese Halliburton on that Pacers team. And he's a big reason why they've gotten to the conference finals. Not talking about Tyrese, but more so what Siakam's done for them.
Mm-hmm. And from everything that we've learned about that, that was, he said he's not going to resign. Just get him here and see if you can convince him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was. And
it's risky.
Yeah.
It's very risky.
Because what
and
was,
he leaves, and we're probably having the same discussion about the front office and all of that different stuff if that move doesn't work out.
I could respect the risk like that more than just not really making the next move or kind of capitalizing off of Sabonis or the other stuff.
So, you know, I was watching something last night, and surprisingly, I found myself watching basketball because I usually don't do that, especially after a loss like that. But
Yeah, that loss was nice and early. We still had plenty of time to kill in the rest of the night.
Baseball games were over at that point. Like, there was nothing going on. But as I was putting Ryan to sleep, threw on the NBA app, was just going down what they had. And I got to the 2021 NBA Finals. And I wanted to see the end of Game 5. That was in Phoenix, Giannis alley-oop. All that, just that moment. I love that moment. And as I was watching that, I was like, I know it's a little different because they've made the playoffs. But I look at that arena. I go back to that time of what Phoenix was and all this other stuff. And, you know, it was almost movie status in Footprint Arena at that point. Like, it was a moment. It's like, we're back. We're here. And look where they're at.
Yeah.
4 years later. And I thought about it. And I'm not.
That's here. When going for it goes wrong.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They did everything that they wanted. People wanted this Kings team to do. And it didn't work. And there's nothing to say, that was right.
Wait, didn't work with the Bucks? Or?
No, the Suns.
Oh, the Suns. Excuse me. Okay.
I don't know that that's true. I hear you. Mm-hmm. I think the Brad one was a reach. And I thought it was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. The Brad one, I like Bradley Beal. I didn't think you needed to do that.
But to get KD, they traded a guy like Mike Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's Keegan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a thought that just keep that group together. They were going to be able to do something. They had a coach that got them there, fired him a year later.
Yeah.
And once again, not to say it's right or wrong or not like that. I guess. It was just an observation. That's all it really was as I was watching. But it also maybe points out, like, all those guys should be gone. Trust me. The front office, all they should be gone. But everybody talks a matter of fact of, like, if you would have just done this, this is how it would have been. Well, Phoenix did everything you wanted these guys to do.
We never got the opportunity to find out, though.
That's fair.
Well, and that's the
it's like Monty McNair's entire tenure for me is what could have been or what if or whatever. Like he got Sabonis and he got Sabonis and all that, but like he never really capitalized for me enough.
He didn't capitalize, and like I said, the whole thing about it is it's a results based business. Like Jesse always says, I agree with him, man. And regardless of what you decide to do, that don't really matter. The results better be there regardless. If you're trading, if you're standing pat or whatever, just make sure you stay winning. And they weren't able to. And the interesting thing about that is with Phoenix, too, is they got the owner out of there. Like everybody wants to sell. Mm-hmm. They got a new owner in there, and he's driven it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner they had before was one of the worst of all time.
Yep. In every sense.
So,
like a bad person in a poor basketball.
So this whole starts at the top thing. I mean, it does, but.
By the way, he didn't willingly sell. Like, I mean, he did, but he was essentially.
Forced out.
It was essentially sell or else.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose sell versus or else.
Correct.
The Vivek thing doesn't really scare me as much as other stuff. Like, I guess him and how, like, the front office dynamics, but, like, me and Ken have talked about it. There's plenty of bad owners in sports that get teams to the playoffs somehow, somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think you can work past that.
Yeah.
Now, if he's trying to bring in special advisors from the past and all that's an issue, but
even then,
when we get there,
even then, you just gotta win. It doesn't.
There's a process to it, though. I think there's a reason why they haven't been winning, and I think he has contributed to that. Like, I think he is the head of the snake for this dysfunction, I guess.
Is Vivek Mark Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to
wear. Does that work?
Yeah, for me,
he's got to wear all of that. That's part of the job. I bring up different points of view and ask different questions and all this other stuff just because that's the way I think about things. But what do I say about all these players? Your name's on the test, Vivek. This is the nature of the beast.
I think Mark Davis and Vivek want to win in the worst way with their teams, but they don't know how.
Hmm.
I think they trust the wrong people.
Like for me, that goes into not knowing how, I guess. Like maybe now it works with
Mark
Tom
definitely
Brady.
Mark did what everybody told him to do. But didn't Mark do what everybody told him to do?
In what regard?
get out the way and get the GM.
Yeah.
He did that.
No, he did. I don't think Mark Davis, I don't think he meddles in Raiders business. Mm. But you could still make the argument he hires the wrong people.
That's what it is for me.
And to a certain degree, that's what.
I think Gruden was the wrong hire.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I mean, we saw Antonio Pierce coach for a season. He was gone. And I don't even remember the guy's name anymore.
McDaniel's the worst coach.
Well, that one. No, the general manager.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, he was gone, too, after like a year.
Yeah. So it's, like I said, not
Telesco. Thanks, Colin. Telesco.
Yeah, not trying to absolve any. It was just an observation. I was just watching, and I was like, damn. I know Phoenix. I know you ask a Suns fan today, like, yo, we was about to start a run. At that point, Booker was like, what, 26? You know, 25, 26? Mm. Like, yo, we got this dude, Booker. We got Mikal, who's like 23. DeAndre Ayton, like, he's not Luka, but he's figured it, like, we're good. Like, we're cooking. And
that was also a team coming off a finals run, too. So I could get, like, being mad because they didn't hold on to that. Like, you held on to Keegan and these guys is coming off of 3 wins in the first round 1 year.
Yeah, sucks. Sucks. And you just kind of hope that, that me personally, like I said, if you ask me, I'll tell you how maybe I go about it or whatever. I don't really care about the process. I just want the victories. That's it.
I think the process is important, though.
Kings fans care about.
I get what you're saying, but the process is important, though. I think the process matters.
There's more. But my whole thing is there's different ways to go about it. There's different ways to win. The Knicks didn't tank.
I'm not talking about that.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, like, people are like, tank, blow it up. Da-da-da-da. There are plenty of good teams that didn't do that. There are teams who did tank, and it worked out for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing, when people say there's just one way to go about it, I just don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that. I think however they choose to go about it, whether it's be good enough or don't get rid of people so you can still kind of be good enough, that could work. For people who say, hey, just blow it all up, start over, that could work too. That could work. I don't care how. I don't know. I don't care what way.
None of this
team feels exactly like the Raiders. Like, now that we're talking through it, like, the Raiders, I feel like we're trying to, like, hold on to something off of that one playoff year and stuff like that. And just they never fully rebuilt, if anything, is what I'm saying. And they're just kind of hanging on. It just never worked. I think there's nothing to hang on here with this team, with this Kings team.
Need to let it go like Frozen?
Let it go like Frozen. They need a player. They need a franchise player.
Yeah, and they do not have one.
I don't know how you get that.
You got as we established, we got a bunch of semi-mains. Mm-hmm. Bunch of semi-main events.
I don't think you're getting a guy, too, like the guy, unless you kind of go start backwards first.
That's where you need some luck. Like, that's probably where you have to, you need to get lucky in the draft. You need to land someone in the draft, something undeniable. Like, you're not going to trade for one. Those main eventers aren't available.
Yeah.
Unless you have a player that someone would have to perceive, like, you could, like, Anthony Davis is really, Anthony Davis, when he plays basketball, is a great basketball player. Mm-hmm. That's not, he's a main eventer, to stick with this analogy. The problem is his availability. That's the question about Anthony Davis. You would need a general manager to look at Domantas Sabonis and go, that's a main eventer right there. That guy can headline WrestleMania. And if you don't have a general manager that thinks that, how do you get that guy? How do you get that franchise guy? The only way is through the draft. And I don't even know if the Kings are drafting this year. So, like, I don't know how you do this. If you need the guy, because De'Aaron was not the guy. De'Aaron was another one of those solid semi-main event guys. But he wasn't the guy to carry the company. He wasn't the guy to carry the team. You needed a guy above him, and this team does not have one.
They got
to
start from scratch, where you bring in a GM, and he hires his coach, whether it be Doug or whoever, and you keep whatever you think you can build around and just go from there. Now you have to draft the right guys. I think that's how you get it done. Like, you're not trading anyone, bringing anyone in. Like, you have to start from scratch again. And that's not full on taking. We're just, all right, we're playing with G Leaguers the whole time. But, like, you pick 2-3 guys or whatever. All right, we're kind of stick with you guys and just go from there.
I'm looking at this year's All-Star roster. And I think there was, what, 24 players? I think that's right. There actually might have been less than that because one team was just the rookies, right?
Mm.
The way they did the format. So I think that out of this, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's like 25 players, right? Or out of these three teams, there's 18. I count 9 of them that came out of the top 10.
Okay.
Which is, once again, like we've always talked about, like half. Like, you, this is where luck comes into play, and this is where picking the right person, no matter where you're at, comes into play.
The Kings aren't where they are because they never, like, fully rebuilt. You could have took Damian Lillard. You could have took Luka Doncic and changed your fortunes. They are where they are because they had the wrong guys, or guys making bad decisions.
You can, you,
like,
can,
your fortunes could have changed if you just drafted the right guy one time.
And that can be anywhere. You could have drafted Kawhi.
You passed on Donovan Mitchell, right?
You passed on Donovan Mitchell. Pascal Siakam was there for everybody. Obviously, Jokic was there for everybody. Giannis was there for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, Jalen Williams was there for everybody. Tyler Hero. These are all all-stars. Jalen Brunson. Like, you, it, I don't want to say
Jalen
it doesn't.
Jalen Brunson back at practice, by the way.
That's good to know.
Today.
I don't want to say, like, yeah, top-end talent is at the top of the draft, but just because you don't get that doesn't mean you're hopeless. You've got to nail the draft. Hell, one of the guys you picked was the fourth pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not ready to carry your franchise. So you did that. You got up there and picked those guys. Another guy that everybody raves is this, and I'm not, I don't want to say like I don't think he's a great basketball player. He's an all NBA guy. Sabonis wasn't no top 5 pick.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get it right. That's just kind of what it comes down to. No matter where you're at, you have to get it right. And
it's really simple. It's just like Kenny and we say, like, it's a bottom line business. Either you do it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Monty McNair is a guy who doesn't, so you find someone who will.
We'll come back. Matt George is going to join us here about 30 minutes or so. I know he is going to have a lot to say. He had a lot to say over on Locked On Kings. And we'll talk more about this team. We'll hear more from you as well. 916-909-1320. Steelo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. I need to respond to this message. The injury Fox didn't have repaired was he injured that in training camp this season, not the one he injured in the playoffs. Averaging, I'm literally talking to one person right now. I think I'm talking to De'Aaron Fox. He averaged 25 points per game when he was averaging 31, and the team declined. He was on the verge of being super. He was on the verge of being a superstar. Superstar De'Aaron Fox. He was doing everything we begged him to do. We saw it. It was happening. And then he just returned to De'Aaron Fox. A great number two. You're making my point, Fastlane. He returned to being a number two guy on the team. In a team full of number twos. 916-909-1320. Well, Rich, that's a weird way of putting it, but I understand what you're saying. De'Aaron bears the brunt of this. De'Aaron bears the brunt of this. Mike Brown bears the brunt of this.
Yeah.
Get rich, man.
That's a flag on the fans. Get your fans
sorry,
in order.
Rich.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rich.
Get your fans in order.
Rich.
Want none of that out here. My goodness.
Sorry, Rich. Hey, to the fence and back, Rich.
Yeah, come fence on, and man. Back, Rich.
Keep running till I tell you
come
to
on,
stop.
Rich.
So, I mean, I just kind of walked in. What are people like saying that No,
I think there were some people who took exception to the fact that I said De'Aaron Fox wasn't the guy here. He wasn't a number one. And I'm convinced there are some people watching this show who might have not have watched Kings basketball for the last year and a half. They got the injury he suffered in the playoffs is the injury he just got repaired last week. What he just got repaired last week is the injury he suffered in training camp. He got hurt like minutes into the first practice. And he never had that finger fixed. I think he wound up hurting his other hand at some point during the year, too. But I feel like that might be a little messed up. But the jacked up finger everybody saw and talked about so often, he injured that in training camp. That is not the injury he suffered against the Golden State Warriors. He started the next season averaging 30 points per game. He was on fire for like the first 2 months of the season. He didn't even make the All-Star team because from December to February, drop off. That continued through the rest of the year.
Hey, man, look, De'Aaron Fox is a hell of a basketball player. He's an All-Star in this league. This isn't shade at all, but he can't be your number one and you be a good team. In my opinion, consistently. It may happen, you know, for a year or something like that, but I don't think that's his skill set, his mindset, and what he could be. There's no shit. That doesn't mean he's not an all-star. That doesn't mean he can't, you know, achieve great things in this league. He already has. But when you talk about a guy, go look at the standings. Find a guy that you deem as being franchise that isn't, that isn't in the playoff race right now. Booker might be one of those guys, but Booker's also done it multiple years. Booker has multiple years gotten to the playoffs. He's gotten to an NBA finals. So that's the difference with him. But look at when you talk about a franchise guy and a number one, they typically, it's not an every time situation, but typically, they don't let their teams just fall to the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they're the reason why the team never really falls to the abyss, because they're there. And I just don't think that's what De'Aaron Fox is. That, once again, that doesn't mean he's not an all-star. He's not super talented, that I don't like his game or anything else like that. But it's just, I don't think he's on those guys' level. As far as being a number one franchise player.
Let's see what Herbert has to say here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Herbert, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, my guy?
Hey, I got a theory, man, on the King Woes. So if we remember, we always used to ask the question when Fox was here, like, who's the leader of the team? And we knew it wasn't Fox, because he's just not that, you know, he just wasn't the guy that, he didn't want to, you know, lead the team, or he didn't want to be a you know, vocally or whatever. So I think when Fox left, there became a void in the team. Now who's the leader of the team? So you have Monk, Sabonis, and then DeRozan, and then LaVine came. So I think a power struggle happened within the team, and I think maybe Monk thought it was going to be his team, or maybe Sabonis thought it was going to be his team, or, you know, DeRozan or whoever. But I think there was no leader for the team, and they were trying to figure it out, and I think that's why they look the way they look.
Appreciate you, Herbert. I don't buy any of that.
I don't buy a power struggle, but would you buy maybe just this team doesn't have anyone just leading the charge right now?
I believe that.
Yeah, that's where I would take that.
I believe that part.
I think the bigger issue is not,
oh, it's my team, oh, it's my team. It's that no one is taking this team.
That's where I would go with it.
I think a lot of the times, to be honest with you, It's not all the time, because I think sometimes just his personality, who he is just like, all right, this is what I do, I'm about to do it. But a lot of times that's why DeMar does what he does. There ain't nobody else is doing it. Fine, I'll do it. And I think there were quite a few times when Fox was here when he would do, you know, whatever, and he'd try to, you know, hey, Fox, you get it now. What was that Phoenix game where, remember, DeMar went crazy? And he's like, all right, Fox, you take it from here. Like, go ahead, take it. And it doesn't seem like there's a guy that will do that. We've seen DeMar defer a little bit to Malik Monk. Malik Monk is that type of personality, that type of energy. We're like, no, I'm here, I'll do this. But I feel like if you don't tell a guy like DeMar DeRozan that you want it, he's not going to go searching for you. I don't have time for all that. Like, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that seems to be his mindset and his personality. Mm-hmm. If you say it, like, yo, all right, I got you. Keegan Murray, hey, DeMar, come on, man. Hit me on this pin down. All right, man, let's go. But if you don't say nothing, all right, I'm going to shoot it. And that's, I don't know if that rubs some people on the team the wrong way, or they don't feel like they can say something, or maybe I got it completely wrong, but that's the way I read it from the outside looking in.
916-909-1320. If you want to get in on the phone lines, Matt George is going to be with us. Matt George of the Locked On Kings podcast, ABC 10. He's going to be with us coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. He's going to have some things to say for certain.
I'm sorry, Jamar in the chat said, what's the conversation between Domas and Monty this offseason? Domas saying, hey, man, I appreciated you being here this whole time.
Yeah.
That's the conversation.
That or like, hey, where are you going to buy your house next?
Domas and Monty's conversation this offseason is, oh, man, it's a damn shame what happened.
It's a pleasure working for you, pal.
Hey, big dog, man, here's the Redfin password that I use. Mm-hmm.
Might need it back.
Yeah, Monty's going to say, hold on to it, pal. You might need it. You might need it.
But yeah, man.
Kings still lost.
Yeah.
3 hours later, they have not beat the Wizards.
They are still a game ahead of Phoenix for that 10th spot.
And Phoenix has who is tonight Boston, the second tomorrow. Boston game?
Tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Boston. No KD. I asked the question yesterday.
You said it real quick. Is tomorrow the last one we know for sure KD is missing? Or is there one more after that?
I think there's another. It's New York. So, yeah. Okay. I don't think he's playing in New York either.
Okay.
New York on Sunday. And there was like a lot of rumors and, you know, people talking about look out for KD on the move this summer.
There's a lot of those.
There were these teams. Yeah, there were these teams that were interested in all this other. I think Shams was the one who started it, right? He might have, or he reported on it at the very least. And I was just like, well, why don't they just shut him down? Like, clearly, this isn't a marriage that's going to continue. Get in the plane. Like, you don't have championship aspirations right now, if we're being realistic. You're going to move on from him.
I don't think Ishbia wants to deal with the embarrassment of not making the playoffs. I think Ishbia might feel like if we can get there, we can win two games. Mm. And, I mean, Bud's job is on the line. Mm-hmm. We talk about the Kings and the impact, or maybe lack thereof, it would have to actually get to the postseason. You get this group to the postseason, you know, maybe it helps you this offseason in putting something together. Maybe it saves Bud's job. Yeah. Right now, I'm of the belief Bud's fired. I could be wrong, but I do think Bud's part of the problem, but I think he's gone. Mm. So he doesn't want to shut him down. And KD's a competitor. I'm sure he doesn't want to be shut down. Mm-hmm. KD out here like, I want to play basketball. Or at least that's my assumption based on his personality. Out here want to play basketball. So that would be a guess, though, as to why he hasn't been shut down.
Hmm. Yeah, that all
everybody
makes
else per- is everybody
that all makes perfect sense though.
Yeah, yeah. KD, I obviously. If things don't go well, perhaps Giannis this summer. And then, I was, you talk about your boy Shams. I was listening to Shams today talking about New Orleans and Zion and how the structure of the current relationship is not sustainable. The Pelicans maybe don't have plans to move Zion Williamson, but the Pelicans and Zion Williamson probably need to have a conversation about what things look like for those two moving forward. And if they can't, you know, figure that out, then maybe there is a scenario where Zion is also a conversation piece this offseason.
We've asked this question a number of different times. I'll ask it again. Maybe not this specific, but would you trade Sabonis for Zion?
Yeah.
Jesse, it's gone.
Jesse's had it. He's sick of this sorry ass basketball team, so he left. I'm out. I'm out.
That's risky.
Yeah, it's risky. But how is it risky?
Just because, like, he might not even play.
No, he might not. But, like, we know what Domas gets you. Mm-hmm. This is what Domas gets you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let me take a risk on something else.
Yeah.
Also, I want Pete Youngman back. Yeah. Give me Pete Youngman to get in here and keep Zion on point. Not that the medical staff isn't just to make me feel better.
Right.
Just get Pete Youngman in there to be able to take care of
their advisor.
Pete Youngman lurking around the medical staff, meddling.
He
doesn't even have to. Just monitor Zion.
That's it. You got a singular focus.
That's it.
I think I would too, though. And once again,
what would be the argument not to is that, like, oh, Zion might not play. The argument to do it is, well, you know what Domas gets you. It's right here.
I think this also, and maybe this is a little unfair to Domas as well, but it's also, at least me, I won't speak for you, the clarity thing is playing in the back of my mind. It doesn't feel like he's 10 toes down on this. So if he's
Domas,
not, So if he's not, all right, I'm gonna look to make a move. If Domas came out,
what Hunter say? We'll do business for him.
We'll do business for him.
Yeah.
If Domas came out and said, "Hey, this is a tough time, but I want to be here in Sacramento. I don't want to be traded. I want to be here." I'd keep him.
Mm-hmm.
I would keep him.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.